It's the Crook and Kipe Show minus Crook. We forced Mike to stay in his hotel room, enjoy the game, rest up so that he could come out tomorrow and do the game on TV. And also his ability to get it on and off the plane, which is always an issue. So rest up. And so it's going to be Dave and I doing the show. And Dave, this gives me an opportunity to ask you, and we've never, ever talked about this. And I'm really shocked because we've pretty much covered everything over the last 18 years. But you grew up in an area where there was Major League Baseball. And I'm not talking about the Orioles, but there was Major League Baseball, and then there wasn't. And I know that you cheered for the Orioles. You used to listen to John when John was broadcasting there. But I'm wondering if you ever thought that baseball was going to come back to Washington, and if it did, would it ever be successful?
Well, I thought so, and mostly because I just thought to myself, well, first of all, it's the nation's capital. This is our national pastime. And it's Washington, D.C. There should be a team in the nation's capital, and it's a big city and a lot going on. And the other part, do you know Tom Boswell, the columnist for the Washington Post? I mean, he's one of the most famous baseball writers, I think, in the country. He spent 20 years writing a column about once a month about why Major League Baseball should be in D.C.
Right.
And he got all of us in such a lather that we were all ticked off with MLB for 20 years about the fact that we didn't have a team. So there was a part of me that just believed that it was going to happen by force of personality, by the pressure on the game from some important people. And I'm glad that it's there, and I'm glad that it's been a really big success.
When Washington left, did those fans automatically latch onto the Orioles? I mean, it would be natural to think that they would.
I don't know that they automatically did, but a lot of them ended up doing it. And it helped that the Orioles had good teams.
Very good teams.
And Memorial Stadium, even though it wasn't new, was a fun place to go watch a game. And then they built Camden Yards, and that was a great place to go watch a game. And that really is what held it up for so long, was by the time Washington was ready to get a team back, the money, the corporations, the ballpark, the ownership, all that stuff that has to happen, the Orioles were so reliant on D.C. as a market for that they resisted for a long time. And it put all of us in a really weird position because we still wanted to pull for the Orioles, but it started to get aggravating. It's like, well, we also want a team of our own. And you can see why they did it. But it was harder and harder for me to be an Orioles fan because it was so open, the fact that they were the main resistance to getting a team in D.C.
So does it bother you now when you and your family sat through no Major League Baseball in Washington, D.C., but when you go to Miami, you see here's a Major League franchise in a new park, and nobody goes.
It really bothers me. It does. It does. And it should bother everybody. I mean, because I think there are some teams out there, some cities out there right now that are thinking the way that I did when I was a kid growing up. I think there are a lot of kids in Portland, Oregon, and, you know, you could probably name off five or six places where that's the case, where they're thinking, well, I guarantee you we'd be doing better than that team. And you could think of a few others that I think they would say the same thing about. So, yeah, it does bug me.
And it's not just Miami. It's the other Florida team as well.
It is, big time. I mean, those two teams are not in a good place. And I guarantee that there are other cities that would support their teams more than they do.
And Tampa has actually done a good job, given the size of their market, of putting some pretty good talent on that team.
Tampa's had good teams. And the Marlins have won two World Series. Now, I get it that the fans could be bitter about the way that those World Series teams got dissolved really quickly, and the ownership hasn't been good. And if I were a fan of Miami, I'd probably be a little bit ticked off about it too. But we were there, and there was nothing. No interest, nobody there, nothing.
It was sorrowful.
Yeah.
All right. That's Crook, Kipe, and Flem on baseball. Enjoy the ball game. Thanks, Dave.